Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Sara Malka Reichman. Today we're studying Shmuel Aleph, Perek Chaf Aleph. David is on the run, running away from Shaul, who he knows wants to kill him. David arrives at Nov, which is a priestly city in Ir Kohanim, and he speaks with Achimelech HaKohen. Achimelech runs to greet him, and he is very curious about why David is there alone. Vayomer lo, pasuk bet, madua ata levadecha, v'ishein itach. Why is it that no one is with you? David tells Achimelech, well, that is because the king commanded me to do something, and he said no one should know anything about what I am sending you to do and what I am commanding you to do. Pasuk gimel, vayomer David Achimelech HaKohen, Hamelch tzivani davar, vayomer ilai, ish al yeda me'uma, et ha-davar asher anochi, shlechacha, vasher tzivitiha. And David says, furthermore, the ne'arim, the mishartim, those people who come along with me to help, I let them know to go to a specific designated place. And now David gets to the point, the reason that he came to Nov, and he says, Va'ata pasuk dalet, va'ata ma yesh tachat yadcha, chamisha lechem tzna v'yadi, o hanimtza. What do you have in your hand? What do you have that's available right now to give me? Do you have 5 loaves? If so, give it to me. Or if you don't have 5 loaves, give me whatever it is that you do have. While a detailed halachic discussion of the different halachot regarding lechem hapanim would be helpful at this point, it is beyond the scope of what we're going to talk about today. But in the next pasuk hey, we're going to hear about lechem that is chol and lechem that is kodesh. Lechem that is kodesh means that it is designated in the category of kachem, which means it is asur bahana. People cannot eat it or use it for anything else for their own personal benefit at the time, that is still within the category of kachem. When the lechem hapanim is on the shulchan, it has a status of kachem. When the next batch, the next week, a week later, of lechem hapanim is ready, the previous loaves of bread come off of the shulchan, at which point certain conditions have to be fulfilled, and then this lechem can now be eaten by the kohanim. At no point is the lechem hapanim permissible to a person who is not a kohen. So now we hear Achimelech tells David, Vayana kohen et David vayomer, ein lechem chol el tachat yadi. There is no regular bread that is not kodesh in my hand. After all, this is an Ir Kohanim. Ki im lechem kodesh yesh. There is only bread that falls into the category of kachem with me. Im nishmeru ha-na'arim ach me'isha. Tell me, have the na'arim who are with you been careful not to be with a woman, and therefore they would be tahor? And while in general we don't usually give it to zarim, give the bread to regular people who are not a kohen, certainly we cannot give it to somebody who is tamei. David clarifies for him and tells him, no, they have not been with women. Everybody is tahor right now. And David goes on to explain, v'hu derech chol. This bread is, I'm going to translate, almost chol, since this bread is coming off of the shulchan, and it will be permissible, and it will not be within the category of kachem. And he goes on to say, furthermore, ba'af, furthermore, ki hayom mikdash bakeli. Even if today it had just been put onto the shulchan, and the pasuk ends there. But what David is trying to say is, you should give it to me even if it would just have acquired its kachem status. And the reason that he could have eaten this is that the Gemara in Menachos, Tzadi Vav, says that David was actually in danger. And Rashi there, as well as in our parak, says that he had been stricken with bulmus. Bulmus, according to Rashi in Yuma Pei Gimel, is an illness that's brought on by starvation. And in that Gemara, Rashi says that one is permitted to feed someone who has been stricken with bulmus and keep feeding him on Yom Kippur until his eyes have light in them again, until he has recovered. And therefore, David says, since he is ill because he is starving, the bread would be permitted to him. The Kohen then gives him the Kodesh because there was no other bread there. The conversation between David and Ahimelech is about to continue, but we have one pasuk interjected here that is not their conversation that is very important for us to keep in mind. One detail the Navi tells us, which is critical to what will happen in the next parak. Pasuk chet, v'sham ish me'avdei Sha'ul, b'yom ha'hu netzar lefnei Hashem. And there is someone from among the servants of Sha'ul, and he has stopped there before Hashem, according to the Mefarshim, either to involve himself in Torah or to be involved in his bozizot, to be alone in his service of Hashem. And he is standing right there. Ushmo Doeg Ha'adomi. His name is Doeg Ha'adomi. And now we have a description. He is Abir Haroim, the strongest one of the shepherds. Rashi explains he is the Av Beitin. He is a very important Talmud Chacham. Vayomer David la'Achimelech. The conversation continues in Pasuk Tet. Now that we've taken care of food, David has another request. V'in yesh po tachat yatcha chanit o cherev, do you happen to have a spear or a sword? Ki gam charbi v'gam keilai lo lakachti biyadi, ki ha'dvar ha'melch nachutz. I did not take weapons with me either, right? I have not brought food, I did not take weapons because what the king wanted me to do was urgent, implying that he had to leave urgently. As it happens, there is a sword there. There's a sword there only because of David's accomplishments. Pasuk Yud, Vayomer HaKohen, Cherev Goliath HaPlishti, Asher Hikita Be'emek Ha'ela, Hinei Hiluta Basimla, Acharei Ha'efod. That sword with which you struck Goliath is here. It is wrapped in a piece of fabric, and it is behind the ephod. Imotati kach lecha kach, ki'in acheret zulata bazeh. If you want to take it, because there is none other besides that. But Yomer David ain kamoha, tsnenali. David responds, there is no other sword like that one. Give it to me. The Radak clarifies that the sword was there as a reminder, as a testimony to the great nace of David being able to strike Goliath. The Radak says that since David is the one who took it from the Plishti and he put it in the Ohel Moed, it is within his rights to be able to take it and to return it as he sees fit. Rashi and other Mefarshim following the Targum tell us that when Achi Melech told David that the Cherev is behind the Ephod is actually, behind the Ephod is an allusion to the Urim V'Tumim. And Ahimelech helped David by asking for instruction for David, according to Radak, asking where he should go next. Pasuk Yidal, Vayakam David Vayivrach Bayom Hahu Mipnei Sha'ul Vayavo El Achish Melch Gat. David arrives at the king of Gat, whose name is Achish. David's arrival, the servants of Achish say, Haloze David Melech Haaretz? Isn't this David king over the earth? Rashi explains that they said this because David and Goliath had made that deal where whoever is victorious, the nation of the other person, the nation of the person who is defeated, will have to serve the nation of he who is victorious. And so the servants say to Achish, get off your throne. We're meant to serve him. We don't hear any more about this. Apparently, Achish did not think it was a good idea for him to step down from the throne. They continue and they say, Halo lazeya nubam cholot lemor, hikasha uba alafa vidavid berivavotav. the servants say, "Oh, isn't he the one about whom the people sing, 'Shaul has struck thousands, but David has struck tens of thousands'?" Immediately, David takes this to heart. Pasuk Yud Gimel, "Vayasem David et hadvarim ha'ela bilvavo." Vayirab me'od, he becomes very fearful when he realizes that they probably want to kill him. What is his solution? Pasuk Yedaled, Vayishano atamo be'enehem. He changes tamo, according to Mitzudat Zion and the Medrash. He changes his way of speech, and he starts sounding very foolish. Ve'tolel biadam. According to Malbim, literally, tamo, he changed his reason. Initially, he said, "Oh, I'm here because I'm running away," and now he changed the reason for his being here. He just made it look like he was crazy. He starts scraping the doors of the gate, and he allows himself to drool on his beard, making himself look insane. At which point, Achish turns to his servants, and he says, "Look at this person. He's crazy. Why did you bring him to me? Chasar mishuga imani? Ki vitim et zel shtage alai? Do I have a lack of crazy people here that you brought this person to be crazy? Hazeya voel beti? He's going to come to my house?" And the Mefarshim tell us that the wife and daughter of Achish, they were crazy, and therefore he said, "Chasar mishuga'im ani." The Midrash gives us insight into what is going on in David's inner world. Midrash Tehillim Lamed Daled, on the parak that begins, "L'David b'shana toa tamo l'fnei Avimelech," parenthetically, Avimelech and Achish are one and the same person, tells us of a conversation that David had previously had with Hashem, where David is contemplating the creations of the world, and he said, "Everything that you made in the world, Hashem, seems to be befitting and purposeful. And the greatest thing you created, Hashem, is chachma, wisdom, knowledge. But for what purpose in the world did you create shtut, insanity? What benefit can anybody possibly have from it?" Hashem said, "If you are challenging me about shtut, I promise you one day you will need it. As the pasuk in Mishlei tells us, anybody who belittles something, loosely translated, will be in need of it one day." And in fact, when David is with Achish and his servants and becomes very fearful, he calls out to Hashem and he says, "Aneni, please answer me." Hashem says, "What are you requesting?" And David says, "Me'oto hashtut shabarata. From that shtut that you created that I challenged you about, that's what I need." And Hashem says, "Okay, ani noten alach. I am giving it to you." The Midrash also tells us that when tzaddikim are in difficult circumstances, they rely not on themselves but only on Hashem, as it says, "L'David b'shano toa tamo," and then "Avarchat Hashem b'chol eit," that even in difficult circumstances, in every situation, I will praise, I will bless Hashem. The Midrash goes on to say that David saw and he knew that in a time of duress, a person's money, chachma, wisdom, and gvura, his strength, cannot be there for him. They will not come to save him. Uma omedlo tfilato. In trying circumstances, the only thing that a person can truly rely on is his tfilat to Hashem. Tehillim gives us so much insight into David's inner world and the profound relationship that he develops with Hashem as he goes through much suffering, trials, and tribulations. Thank you for learning together. Liloy Nishmat Malka Esther Batzvi Yosef.